This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Emma Lee Fields McGill. Date of birth, June 18, 1975. Case ID number is 4380268. Date of exam, March 14, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Zakaria Salim, MD, dated 11/17/2021. And an abdominal specialist dated 2/15/2022. Identifying information. This is a 47-year-old separated female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic kidney disease, comma, irritable bowel syndrome, comma, and diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. The claimant is presently working at Safe Home Health, where she has been working there for approximately 2 months. But before that time, she worked with patients doing home health, taking care of disability for approximately 27 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she is working part-time and not receiving disability benefits at this time. The claimant lives in a house with a friend. Allegation number one, chronic kidney disease. Number two, irritable bowel syndrome. Number three, diabetic mellitus with neuropathy. History of allegations. Number one, chronic kidney failure. The claimant states that in 2018, she was told that she was at stage 4 kidney renal failure. The claimant states they have told her that she is almost going to be ready for dialysis, and she does have a left renal cyst, which appears to be benign at this time. Her last creatinine level was 2.3 mg/dL. Her BUN was 30. Her E glomerular filtration rate was 24. And her albumin was 3.4, which are all low. The claimant is chronically anemic, and her last hemoglobin/hematocrit was 11.8/34.7. She is presently taking benazepril, 10 milligrams QD, and eloptepine, 5 milligrams QD for her blood pressure, but she is not taking any other medications at this time for her renal failure. She is being closely observed for possible need of dialysis. Her condition is guarded. Allegation number two, irritable bowel syndrome. The claimant states that in 2009, she was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. She states the character of the pain is a cramping, sharp pain located mostly on the lower pelvic area that radiates to her back. The pain is worse when she has a bowel movement. And she states that she has this cramping pain all the time, every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea 8 times per day, comma, occasional constipation, comma, melena, comma, and weakness. within the last year, she has lost approximately 20 pounds. She is not food intolerant to any foods at this time. She is presently on Abilify. No dose given. Dapagliflozin, propranolol, 10 milligrams QD. Dicyclomine, 20 milligrams BID. Pantoprazole, 20 milligrams QD. Xelfaxan, that's XLFAXAN, 550 milligrams, TID. And occasional other medications for gastritis. The claimant states her condition is not stable and has not improved with all the medication that she's taking at this time. She is diabetic, and this may be related to her condition. Her diabetes is not well controlled at this time as well. Allegation number three, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. The claimant states in 1994, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 150 pounds. She does have in-organ damage of nephropathy, diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands and feet, but no cardiovascular disease. She states that she has not been told that she has retinopathy, but has difficulty seeing. She checks her blood glucose three times per week, and it usually comes out between 150 to 200 milligrams / DL. She states the lowest her blood sugar has been 48 milligrams / DL, and the highest that it's ever been is 550 milligrams / DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 11, and the hemoglobin A1C prior to that time had been 10.8, which has not changed. She's on multiple medications for her diabetes, which include Humalog, QuickPen, 15 units, sub-Q, AM, Levemir FlexTouch, 50 units sub-Q QD. Trulicity, 1.5 milligrams Q week. The claimant is presently not taking any oral medications for her condition. At this present time, she's diagnosed as an insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus patient who does not appear to be very well controlled. She is somewhat resistant to being controlled, and she has been told by her physician that it's probably because of all the stress in her life. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Allison Schebler, S-C-H-E-B-L-E-R. The claimant takes cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS, and gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID for her diabetic neuropathy, which she states does help her a little bit. At the present time, she does minimal physical activity since she is working part-time. Family history: her father died at the age of 69 from diabetes mellitus from complications. Her mother died at the age of 74 from diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and epilepsy. Medications: cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, Flexeril, 5 milligrams BID, PRN is needed, amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, benazepril, 10 milligrams QD, calcium 500 milligrams QD, vitamin D QD, furosulfate 325 milligrams QD, Humalog QuickPen 15 units sub-Q QD, Levemir FlexTouch 50 units sub-Q QD, ProAir HFA 90 micrograms slash actuation, 2 puffs, PRN is needed, Trulicity 1.5 milligrams Q week, Dicyclomine 20 milligrams POBID, Pantoprazole 20 milligrams QD, Xylofaxan 550 milligrams TID for IBS, Albuterol Inhaler 1 puff, PRN is needed, Cetirizine 10 milligrams QD, Dapagliflozin Propanolidiol 10 milligrams QD, Prozac 20 milligrams QD, Trazodone 50 milligrams QD, and Abilify QD. Medical problems: chronic kidney disease, stage 4, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, left shoulder osteoarthritis, comma, history of fractures of both feet, one in 2009 and the other one in 2016, irritable bowel syndrome, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, hysterectomy secondary to menorrhagia, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. She has used marijuana, but used it in 2003. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 99.1 Fahrenheit. Weight, 178 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 5 and 3/4 inches. BP, 139 over 79 mmHg, heart rate, 90 beats per minute, respiration, 12 respirations per minute, BMI, 26. General, this is a ...47-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with a blurred fundi bilaterally. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. However, breath sounds were decreased. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was not soft and appeared to be tender in all areas. and was mildly distended. The claimant had increased active bowel sounds with auscultation. We were unable to palpate for organ megaly or any masses secondary to the tenderness. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing, but mild cyanosis was noted on both of the lower extremities with signs of diabetic dermatosis. There were a few ulcers also noted in the lower parts of the skin, but no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. The claimant does appear to have peripheral vascular disease secondary to diabetes mellitus, which appears to be poorly controlled. It was also noted that she does have mild atrophy of the skin and the muscle area. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but mild tenderness of the lower extremities and of the left shoulder. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for decreased sensory findings of the hands and feet, indicating diabetic polyneuropathy. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the left knee, no acute finding, period, osteoarthritis. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, period, spondylosis. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for minor signs of vascular disease and signs of uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows mild evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to stage 4 chronic kidney disease and uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses. Number 1. Chronic kidney disease, stage 4, being observed closely, but her condition is guarded. Number two, irritable bowel syndrome, dash, being treated with poor results. And the claimant appears to have tenderness of her abdomen with physical examination. Number three, diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent with diabetic polyneuropathy. Dash confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 11.0, which is very poorly controlled, although she appears to be being treated with multiple insulins at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Emma Lee Fields McGill.